From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. President Obama says July's 0.1% improvement in the nation's jobless rate is a good sign, but there's a great deal of work yet to be done. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
The drop in the unemployment rate was not expected. Analysts had predicted an increase. There were still job losses, though. The president spoke in the Rose Garden.
We received additional signs that the worst may be behind us. Though we lost 247,000 jobs in July, that was nearly 200,000 fewer jobs lost than in June, and far fewer than the nearly 700,000 jobs a month that we were losing at the beginning of the year.
Still, the president said the U.S. will not have a full recovery until the job losses stop. He took no questions following his statement, but earlier his spokesman said Mr. Obama does still expect the unemployment rate to increase to 10% before year's end. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.
Florida Republican Senator Mel Martinez announced today he's resigning more than a year before his term ends. Martinez says he'll leave once a replacement is appointed. The 62-year-old told supporters it's time to return to Florida and his family. Florida's governor, Republican Charlie Crist, is charged with appointing a successor. He's already been running for the seat in 2010 and says he won't appoint himself in the interim. Pakistani officials say they believe that the leader of Pakistan's Taliban militants has been killed by an American missile strike. NPR's Philip Reeves has details from Islamabad.
Pakistan's foreign minister, Shah Mahmood Qureshi, says he's received intelligence that Bayatullah Massoud, the country's most wanted man, has been killed in a missile strike. But he added that the government wanted to verify this information on the ground in order to be 100% sure. There's a blizzard of unconfirmed reports today that Massoud, leader of the Taliban in Pakistan, was killed Wednesday when missiles fired from an unmanned CIA drone hit the home of his father-in-law in South Waziristan, killing his second wife. If Massoud is dead, this would be a major coup for Pakistani and U.S. forces battling militancy in the region. Massoud's believed responsible for a wave of suicide bombings and other attacks in which many hundreds of Pakistanis have died. The authorities accused him of masterminding the assassination of former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto, though he's denied it. Philip Rees, NPR News, Islamabad.
Today was one of the deadliest in Iraq since U.S. combat troops withdrew from urban areas in June. A Shiite mosque was destroyed by a suicide car bomber outside the northern city of Mosul, and roadside bombs struck Shiite pilgrims in Baghdad. In all, at least 37 people were killed and dozens wounded. The U.S. military believes Mosul is al-Qaeda in Iraq's last urban stronghold. On Wall Street today, the Dow gained 113 points to close at 9,370. The Nasdaq picked up 27. This is NPR News. The government's Cash for Clunkers program is back up and running after President Obama today signed Congress's $2 billion tune-up. The initiative is aimed at encouraging consumers to buy more fuel-efficient cars and thereby help the auto industry and the environment. The program, which gives owners of gas guzzlers up to $4,500 to trade them in for more efficient models, has been extended to Labor Day if the funding lasts that long. The government and Swiss banking giant UBS have told a federal judge they're still negotiating terms of a settlement and need another week to see if they can avoid a trial. NPR's Greg Allen reports from Miami.
Earlier this year, UBS acknowledged wrongdoing and agreed to pay a $780 million fine for helping U.S. customers set up secret accounts that helped them evade paying taxes. At the same time, the government filed suit asking a federal judge to compel UBS to turn over the names of all 52,000 American account holders. UBS says doing so would force its employees to break Swiss bank secrecy laws and international tax treaties. In a conference call with federal judge Alan Gold in Miami, government and UBS lawyers said they needed a few more days to hammer out details of the settlement. Another call is set for Wednesday to determine whether a settlement has been completed or whether the parties will proceed to trial. A key issue in the negotiations is expected to be how many of the 52,000 names will be turned over to the U.S. government. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Una Shriver, who founded Special Olympics and is a member of one of the country's most prominent families, is reportedly in critical condition at a Massachusetts hospital. The 88-year-old Shriver is the sister of President John F. Kennedy and Senator Ted Kennedy. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.